Nigga, y'all listening to the Wingman Chronicles. And anything less will be our motherfucking civilized. Let's give it up for this nigga. Cause we getting on heads and we getting on bitch niggas. Yeah, that nigga was mad he had to wait in the car though. And I took great pleasure in leaving that nigga in there too. But we gonna get back to the ignorance at his motherfucking finest. Let's get it, nigga.
I'm on a level that these niggas can't touch. I see the jealousy in their heart and then they hate me so much. Yeah, they on the corners on the walls like some stick-ups. They got a penis in their mouth gobbling dick up. Man, I know these niggas ain't got no flows. Damn, these niggas be acting like fucking hoes. Damn, yo, their clothes be raggedy, yeah. Damn, can see me with a mic in my hand. Come on, nigga, I'm cooking. Yeah, I got a good a nigga fat like Bookman. But I lay pipe like a plumber. Yo, it's hotter than the summer. Yo, with clients, this is different. Sometimes a nigga wander like a vacation. For the shit to the trip, but I'm flambacing. Red piece and Mr. Trip. Andrew, you know what the fuck we gon' do? We gon' drop this part one and fuck you with a part two, nigga. And it don't stop the wing. Man, Chronicles got the crop, man. Your heart a drop, your heart a stop, man. You flippity dop, you flippity flop, man. You send a pie pan. Ain't a liar, or what a nigga spit. It's Greek fire burning niggas the fuck up. Tell a nigga, shut up. Shut up, nigga.
Shut your goddamn mouth up, nigga. You don't know what the fuck you talking about, nigga.
Shut up, nigga.
Go change your drawers for you. Before you want to say some shit about me, nigga.
I'm addicted to this currency. Nigga, I've been fucking different. And my daughter need that liver surgery. I had to shake off fake fucks like dad drip. Y'all be like, ooh, wow, look how man rip. Stiff, like a dick to figgity foe. Like I whip it out for these fucking hoes. My motto, get the cream and anything in between. But you know, you can't fuck with my team. And you bring niggas that wanna fuck the function. But I'm Mitchum under Haitian armpit bomb shit. When I spit nuclear, you can't do shit here. Nigga, you diss, I'll make you disappear. You got a Brazero just like abroad. I cut heads off for fucking frauds. No darts, no Captain Picard. Nigga, you know I'm sharper than samurai swords, nigga!
How do you like my podcast?
Oh man, this shit is dope. This shit is dope, dog. What are you talking about?
How I like it,
nigga. This shit is dope. They got the juice. Put me on the spot, man. Yeah.
No, I just need some material,
man. No. Your shit is fly, dog.
Appreciate that, fly, man. Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? You keep it ratchet, and then you bring the consciousness to it.
Okay, there we go, there we go.
I like a mixture of both.
Facts.
I just can't just listen to dumb shit all day. I need a balance.
Yeah.
If you're going to give me the dumb shit,
give me a solution.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? I need to hear some empowerment.
Yeah.
You feel me? You provide both, dog.
We went from this to this. Shit with hoes and tricks. Yeah, man, you know, this is the age of chivalry, you know what I mean? But what happened? See, something happened. Was it the drugs? Was it the destabilization of the black family? What happened? The
cause back in the day, we used to be like this. But now,
bitches ain't shit but holes and tricks. Licked on these nuts and suck the dick. Ditch the fuck out and then you're done. Then I'll hop to my booth and make a quick run.
I don't know, man. Chivalry died a long time ago. Man. Hey, niggas was sipping though and shit. Let's keep it a buck and shit. Let's These my niggas. I love the OJs, but my niggas was sipping. But this is the era of the sip. Listen to that. All that old get up there, we dancing, we five heartbeating, them niggas was sipping to those women. Telling them what they wanted to hear. And who does it best than an entertainer? He said, back in the days, I used to respect, right? So he's looking at the next nigga and thinking to himself, she used to be my girl. She used to be my girl. If you said that to a modern woman, she'll think you a fucking creep, weirdo, retarded nigga. You can't let it go. You some incel. I'm trying to tell you, they killed that shoot doo 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 doo. They killed that shit.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Licked on these nuts and sucked the dick. Ditch the fuck out and then you're done. Then I hop in my boots and make a quick run.
So what happened to the love? What happened to being in a relationship? And what happened to family? Well, the truth is, we threw that shit away. Now, who's to blame? Just listen to the music. And it'll tell you something, that it's been a change. So, let's talk about it. Here on the Wingman Chronicles and shit. Where we deliver this shit like dominoes, cause your motherfucking mama knows. But there's a war going on outside between real niggas and these motherfucking hoes, and the hoes are winning. And some of you niggas, you adopt these hoes practices, nigga. Stand up! Give a fuck what you gotta do, nigga. You can start right now, nigga. Man up, nigga! Be accountable for your actions. Because that's what's gonna make you different between you, these mark-ass niggas, and these bitches. Alright? Ladies, chivalry is dead. You took a 357, shot that motherfucker in the head. It's dead! And do you want to know why? Well, I got the complaint. But guess what? Just like what my homie said today, I'm going to come with the ratchet, but I'm going to come with the solution. Here we go. We're going to give you the Wingman Chronicles, goddammit. That's the solution. Yes! Light your blood up, god damn it, man. Tune into the Wingman Chronicles, nigga. You already know this shit is bumping and thumping over here, man. Come on now. Can I get a round of applause to everybody that's on the west side? Yeah! Can I give a round of applause to everybody that's on the east side? Yeah. Now we're going to give a round of applause to my people that's on the north side. Yeah. And we gonna give a big shout out to my people that's on the south side, Yeah, the Wee Man Chronicles, nigga. Better than your motherfucking mama. Biscuits that's made out of motherfucking Bisquick, nigga. Light your blunts up, man. We having a good time over here, man. I hope y'all doing good, man. I hope y'all doing good. Because, nigga, it's almost... Yeah. Man, we about to give Will Smith some money and shit. Yo, you might see me straight on the shore. MK, I'm kicking it, roughing it raw, the repertoire. I might be at rallies getting a shake while you grinding straight on shake. I hit Manchester and make that left on Crenshaw. Nigga, it's like so deaf, and I'm blowing fire, dragon breath, and I'll charboard a nigga at his step. Keeper, air source, bombs and quartz, man, I'm trying to throw you off life support. It's summertime, and look at these ladies' passes. And they're showing them titties and jingly asses. Got the toes on. Man, I'm throwing in full sun. Niggas like full sun. Man, we going over there. She getting fucked like a foursome, niggas. Summertime. It is. About to hit that spot for them ribs. And I got blunts. You know what it is. She want to drop off the kids. That might be your wins, but it's summertime. No cuts. Ain't catching no bus. No shit to be discussed. Time to holler. Watch the sunset at Doc Wilder. It's summertime, nigga. Watch MK Spec smoke that dime. I smoke that dime. Nigga, summertime. Summertime, man. That's when the ladies, they come out looking fine. Nigga, looking fine. Right, the titties sit up and your coochie's clean. I'm gonna give y'all a round of applause now. Summertime. It's gonna be hot. Some of y'all gonna be having a baby in February now. Come on! Yeah. Look, I'm feeling good up in the building and shit. Well, without further ado, let's get to the Chronicles. Well, all right, y'all. And now, stuttering in the motherland.
Wait,
damn, he had to slap himself. Yo. Boy, if a female see this, she'd be like, "Ooh, this African motherfucker can eat that pussy good." Man, you gotta get him some modern science and shit. Gotta get him some Dr. Sebi products, you know what I'm saying? Help this nigga! I can understand. He was like, "Boy, stop slapping your head, man." Because it sounded like some Jamaican to me. You know? you've been around Jamaicans and Belizeans and they speak that heavy accent, boy, you don't know what the fuck they saying. And so you gotta be like, hey, can you say that again? Can you say that again? They get frustrated and pissed at you. Like, you mad at me, nigga, your heavy ass accent, man. That's what it sound like. It sound like a you know, a heavy Jamaican, you know what I'm saying? But it's Afrikaans. Man, bro, I can't ask you for directions and shit when I goddamn cell phone faster than you asking you for directions, man. Goddamn shit. That was a motherland moment, man. Straight from the motherland.
What do you mean? I'm trying to help the partner out. I'm trying to say I want to get you laid, dude. I understand what's going on.
You guys
here,
are
right?
So up your asses.
From now on, your dick is my dick. I'm getting you some pussy.
Hey, nigga, at times of need, man, you suffering. And you got some dollars on you, man. Ain't nobody gotta know, man. You better get out there and order you some goddamn pussy. Like, what? Man, look, brother. If you're working a lot or however, you know, you don't have time to be in a relationship, but you got some money on you, you might as well just put $200 to the side and get you one of these nasty girls, man. You know what I'm saying? Get you one, you know, if you can't handle relationships, get you a nasty girl that you could be a regular, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can be cool, right? You know, just. But I'm gonna let you know something. With a nasty girl, shit is gonna be hard to keep her and shit, cause if she nasty with everybody, some nigga gonna lock it down. Some nigga gonna go up in it raw, and some nigga gonna get it pregnant, and then she ain't gonna be a nasty girl no more. For a minute though. Right? Look, if you're jacking off too goddamn much, man, go ahead, man. Now, if you can't, you ain't got 200, right? And you expecting a woman to give you some pussy and shit off of just rip, it's possible, but nigga, if you looking like, you ain't looking right, you ain't got no game, nigga, it ain't gonna happen, man. It's gonna be a jack-off night every goddamn night. So to prevent that, get you a nasty girl, go ahead, order you some pussy. Because, look, we in a recession, and that's how these women out here are motherfucking surviving. You shouldn't be pussyless, nigga. Order you some pussy. And get you a nasty girl. Right now, but motherfucking right now, goddammit. They nasty, man. They fucking pissing on live stream, squirting milk all out there, man. You can find you one. You should not be pussyless, nigga. Hey, to the ladies. When brothers outside with cameras and we asking you questions, right? And you talking, right? You speaking foolishness, right? Just be aware that content is going to be on somebody's goddamn channel. And you're going to be looking stupid later on. But you know what? That's content. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you something about people that front. A lot of these women, when dudes got the microphone, they out there asking you questions, you fronting, right? And we're going to get some examples.
Man, see the future in a woman, and we can build them up. But a woman already feels when they got money that they already built up, and they want to build us up. You feel me? They feel like they're better than us when they have money.
Correct.
We're broke. We're all this when they got money, but when it's the other way around, they want us to pay for their bills and help them financially be stable and everything. You know?
Correct.
I think we all. Have-
the sounds of the ghetto. Thank you.
Got Cry One in this bitch.
Yo, yo, yo. Just trying to see some Sunday blessings, but the weed man ain't open yet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, nigga. Hey, nigga, I'm going to tell you something. All right. They were saying that, nigga. You know, the Catholic priest, when they had a little smoke in the bells, they were coming down. Right.
Need some weed smoke in this.
Hell no, nah, nigga. That's that goddamn salvia, nigga.
Damn, what's that shit called? Mirror?
Nah, nigga. Nigga. Sage, you know they say that bird sage, nigga? Sage is salvia. Salvia is a hallucinogenic.
Oh, so they want them all cooked up.
Yeah, when you in church, nigga, you feeling the spirit, nigga.
Say Lisa sprinkle some shit in there to give you some munchies.
But they ain't doing that, nigga. They going for mind control, nigga. They going for mind control. You smelling that sage, nigga. That sage is salvia. Salvia, another word for that. Remember that fake weed K2? Yeah, sell that shit in the smoke shop. It's that fake weed, nigga. That fake weed to have your ass out there tripping, nigga. But the priest, they was using that shit on the people. So I tell you something, man. These motherfucking damn religious sets, nigga. You thinking, okay, this is tradition. Shit, nigga, getting your ass high, you ain't even know what it, nigga. You ain't even know what it.
See, that nigga was supposed to be the Nick. This generation, Nick City, Sidney Poitier. I said, my.
Hey, I mean, but we'll wah, fuck that wah. Up. We'll yeah, fuck that up. But did you hear Jada? Jada was like, I didn't approve of that. No, bitch, you late. How long ago that happened? You real late. You real late. Come on now, shit. You nigga, that pussy got wet when that nigga Will Smith defended that honor.
Probably come out like, yeah, I'm taking my anger management classes.
I mean, the fucked up thing is, and it's something that women do. Women will say, I didn't tell you to do that shit.
Yeah.
You know, they'll ride with it, though. Like, you know, it was happy for the moment. But then the backlash is like, all right, well, Will, you did that on your own. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to be responsible for it. You know, he got to be accountable, right? You know, the bitch pressing his buttons and shit. And that nigga went out there and slapped the shit.
Not only that, that nigga said what he wanted to say in front of damn near, like in front of man, woman, and child.
But he was fronting, though. He was fronting, nigga. He was fronting. He wasn't even that serious. You know, made me think, damn, nigga, Will, what kind of blunt you hit, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, ain't no bump out of sitting there sipping some champagne or whatever, that bubbly
something,
shit.
Something. I mean, after the slapping, he was partying like it was something.
Took him on them Xarelto's.
That's why, you know, it probably went, yeah. Because they said he was in some type of rehab. I was like, damn, nigga, rehab? Nigga, rehab and shit. God, these bitches in they fucking pajamas. Well, I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you about these bitches. Motherfucker.
Shit, nigga, you having a hard day's work too, nigga. You on a solo mission, nigga. I had to do a solo mission my damn self, nigga. My co-worker, the Mexican, that nigga fucked me and shit. Oh, that nigga fucked me by not coming to work. So, nigga, I had to do, nigga, everything, nigga.
And it's Memorial Day weekend, oh dirty motherfucker and shit. Motherfucker said, fuck it, I'm going to Mexico.
Every goddamn thing, nigga. I didn't mind, though, but it ain't gonna make it worse, nigga, is we got a new nigga that started today, right? A new nigga that they just transferred over from another department. They bring him over to our department, and he can't even learn how to do shit because, nigga, I'm solo bolo and shit. So, nigga, I just had that nigga doing the shoots, nigga, and folding scrubs, nigga. But, nigga, all the deliveries, nigga, I handled every goddamn thing, nigga. I ain't even, nigga, normally it's like we got to do two deliveries, nigga. Today, nigga, everybody only got one delivery, nigga. It was just that everybody kind of got their shit late. But, nigga, I handled everything again, nigga. Did all them floors, nigga. handled them goddamn machines, nigga handled them goddamn outside departments, nigga, what we call clinics and shit, like that ER shit. It's like, nigga, all that shit, I handled all that shit, nigga. And had no choice, nigga. I even had to stay an hour of overtime, nigga, just to finish up, nigga. But, nigga, shit got done, nigga. I didn't have to worry about them shoots, so, nigga, that helped a lot. And then they had to send another nigga over from the warehouse just to kind of help me out. So, nigga, I had to load up all the carts, and then the shit that I needed for him to do, I said, go handle that shit, because he already knew. I said, go handle that shit for me, and he did that shit. So, shit, nigga. You ain't the only one, nigga. Nigga, I'm tired now. I just smoked a blunt and getting another one ready for later, nigga. Shit. A bag of weed.
Thank you, motherfuckers, goddammit. The Weed Man Chronicles. Y'all ready to get busy? All right. I'm ready to give you that shit, that real shit. Yeah, then bring me that, bring me that. Because you know when I get busy, I'm going to need something. Yeah, bring that shit on stage. Yeah, I see you got a... Another penny, right? Hey, let me do like Red Man. Pass me that bag. I need a big old bag of weed, CBD, THC, and then I'm high. I nigga need a bag of weed, CBD, THC, and then I'm high. I nigga need a bag of weed, bag of weed, bag of weed, and then I'm high. I nigga need a bag of weed, CBD, THC, and then I'm high. In the morning, it ain't fucking Folgers with blistles, but my Folgers in the Swizzers, they got crystals, a big old bag. What you smoke, nigga, that's a nickel sack. Comparing to my damn smoker, I don't fuck with that, a big old bag. My shit is green like forest lawn. Nigga, so sticky, you can't hit it in a bonger. Big old fucking bag of weed. Smelling it strong, big old fucking bag of weed. Gonna last all night long. The way we tote rope Vegas with my niggas. And where we feeling good and green up in them Swissers. You hit it hard, it damn near kill a nigga. Alphabet or tell a friend, my nigga, I need a big old motherfucking bag of weed. That green nigga cost a lot of cream. What you smoke, nigga, that don't last a week. What I smoke, nigga, that'll shoot down your fleet. I need a motherfucking bag of weed, bag of weed, bag of weed, and then I'm high. I need a fucking bag of weed, THC, CBD, and then I'm high. A nigga need a big old bag, but you smoking that shit. Fucking that damn dirt, you ain't choking, hit my shit. Nigga, it gets your lungs, okay, nigga, my shit. Make you feel like you had a stroke and threw us some endorphins. Nigga, the bigger portion, kill kids straight up, bitch, like they're an abortion. These big old fucking bags, let me throw the trash cans. Nigga, the hefty man, hit your shit, just stand. Hit it hard, you can't stand. You might stand, lose your balance. It's passing around the niggas and miss your chance. We smoking shit like we Indians in peace pipes. When I smoke, nigga, ain't lit in crack pipes. Nigga need a bag of weed, bag of weed, bag of weed, and then I'm high. A nigga need a bag of weed, THC, CBD, and then I'm high. A nigga need a bag of weed, bag of weed, bag of weed, and then I'm high. A nigga need a bag of weed, bag of weed, bag of weed, and then I'm high. Shouts out to my niggas! Nigga need a bag. Oh.
Show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
Tonight, me and Tyrone is going to have this extravagant episode called This Is How a Bitch Do You Dirty.
You ready? Let's get it. Now let's listen to the bitch.
Every time I do a guy dirty, the only thing that goes through my head is, did I elevate? Am I in a better position than I was yesterday? Am I happy? And if all those answers are yes, then I did amazing. I could care less.
These women need to be protected and all that, blah, blah, blah. But you heard what she said, right?
So I want to give you girls a little bit more tips on how I manipulate men. And I told you girls, when you first meet a guy, listen to everything they're saying, because you can use their strength and their weaknesses against them. So for example, if they're a businessman and they're constantly bragging about how good they are, their businesses are going, you can say, babe, I know that you're struggling a little bit and I'm not too sure if you can help me out.
Did you catch that? Right, did you catch that? Babe, you gotta be careful of the babe, right?
Dummy, yeah.
Would she call you that?
Dummy, yeah.
Straight up. Don't get got.
Oh, but A, B, and C, D, this is what I need. They are gonna be triggered. B, they're gonna be like, wait, what do you mean, babe? I can help you out. I'm not struggling financially. Like, what are you talking about? You are triggering emotion out of them to get something you want.
Yeah, but that seems like that only happens to a certain type of man. And seems like you were looking for the sugar daddy. That's a sugar daddy move. Bitch, I'm trying to nut up in your face. She fine and all that. But she's still a what's a mud bleeding bitch.
See where I'm coming? And you girls are like so scared. Y'all just have to be bold for this and make it sound very innocent. You do not want.
Ladies, you listening to this bitch? I'm here to tell you, whatever happens to your dumb ass, it's on you. Some motherfuckers is really psycho and shit will set your ass on fire. You be barbecuing in the middle of the street. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to nut on your goddamn forehead. Try to get me some motherfucking mega mouth from you and shit, right? Some of these niggas will kill you, though.
To offend him, we can do this with our baby voices.
Baby
if he's
voice.
A doctor, you can use his strengths against him. Like, he's super smart. You can say,
yep, teaching you young bitches to fuck with these old ass decrepit niggas. And you thinking you gonna get some money and ain't gonna have to fucking suck for it, bitch. My young niggas, that's why. Your girl ain't fucking you because an old nigga like myself knocked it out the box, Rick. Let's get it.
Babe, I know you're just a doctor, but... I know you're just a doctor, but do you know anything about this? He's gonna be like, yeah, just because I'm a doctor doesn't mean I don't know. He will give you full-on details on everything. He'll probably even do research to tell you about this topic. Like...
Bitch is actually using the 48 laws of power on you niggas. She in the quest for power, boy. She-Ra. She thinks she the princess of the power. Y'all niggas gotta be careful. Listen up.
Use these guys' strength to advantage to get what you want out of them. For example, if he used to say he used to have a really abusive dad, you can call him later on in the relationship. This is all fake. You can make up a fake-ass story and be like, baby, I just got off the phone with my dad and he was yelling at me. And
Whoa. Niggas, I know you done went through that right there, right? Right, she done made up a fake-ass story and shit. Should have made that fake ass story up. Came to you. Oh, my bill late, my bill. Bitch, you ain't responsible about motherfucking nothing and shit, right?
Bitch.
Exactly.
Exactly. We let that shit go through one ear, out the other. She grown. Look, fellas, you see these modern women out here with all these purses and sandals and this and that. Nigga, a nigga is paying for that shit. A simp ass gump ass nigga is paying for that shit. Stop being a goddamn dummy.
He told me, like, he's not paying my car insurance anymore, and I just don't know what to do.
I would say, why your daddy ain't paying your goddamn car? Why are you paying your shit in the first place? You supposed to be a grown-ass woman, right? 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 Supposed to be a grown-ass woman, take care of your own bills. Why is your father helping you out? So you got to catch that. You can't look at the beauty. You got to look at the duty, fellas. Don't be no
dummy.
Don't be no goddamn dummy. Let's listen to her.
I don't know who to talk to. Do you have any advice? Now that he has that kind of connections with you and the dad relationship with his, he is going to step up and he's going to be like, well, babe, how much is it? How much is it? You know, like, are you...
Fuck that. Nigga, stop telling these bitches every goddamn motherfucking thing. Lie. See what happens when you tell the truth and use it to get you. Lie. That bitch don't need to know that shit. They trying to use you. That's why you done on these bitches' face.
Hey, yada yada. It's all a big ass mind game. I use their strengths against them, their weaknesses against them. And even when I was telling you girls, like in the beginning, just listen to everything they're saying so you have an idea on who you're really talking to, how the way you can talk to them.
See, you gotta watch out for these type of bitches. These silent bitches is always up to something, this shit. Right? Right? You make her motherfucking talk. Make her have diarrhea in the motherfucking jaw and shit, right? You gotta shut the fuck up, nigga, like the old head said, niggas.
It's just like very like reverse psychology. Think about it. You tell somebody they're not gonna do something, they're gonna do something to prove to you that they can, especially if they can do it. You know what I mean? And like, remember I told you girls, oh, boost the fuck out of their ego. The reason why I tell you girls to do that is because I want you girls to break their ego before you ask for something. So let's say
you hear that shit, break the ego before you ask for something. God damn it. Oh, nigga, y'all niggas is falling victim. Doing too much pillow talking with them goddamn bitches and shit.
Got it.
That's what she saying, boy. She got your ass.
Before you ask for a phone or something to get paid, you can be like, babe, back then, did they have phones?
Fellas, you heard what she said. Don't these bitches always asking for a phone or something to get paid? Bitch, you gotta give up some goddamn sex or something. That's what, don't feel ashamed. I know she look pretty and all that, nigga. She try to use her shit. She a succubus, nigga. Don't feel bad for busting a nut on her goddamn forehead. They man eaters out here, man.
So you can remind him that you're the prize and he's older than you. He's gonna be like, oh, dude, you know, yeah, this is that. And then you can...
Hey, look, if that's what the word on the street is, that, you know, these women want you to be like, ooh, she the prize. Nigga, it's too expensive, nigga. Too expensive. It's
It's too expensive, nigga. It's too expensive, man. She just using you for some fucking money. Fuck that, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. She gonna use you for some money. Then, you know, we just gotta... Yeah.
$40, yeah, I know that ain't a lie for you. $40, I'm sorry, babe, that's all I got for you. I got $40, I'ma make it fast, I got a lot to do. $40, you must see that me hit that spot for you. $40, $40, $40, I got $40, $40, $40, I just need 40 hours. I got $40, $40, $40.
Back then, did they have phones? So you can remind him that you're the prize and he's older than you. He's going to be like, oh, dude, you know, yeah, this.
She playing stupid like she's the bimbo. You got to watch out for the bimbo and shit. They still smarter than the average bear. She acting like a bimbo. She acting like a goddamn dummy, right? She ain't dumb, right? She ganking your ass, nigga.
Just that, and then you can ask him for something, because now he's reminded, oh, she's the pretty girl here. I'm the one, you know, she's the prize. Gotta put these guys in...
No. Gives a fuck if you the pretty girl and shit, right? Before you ask me for any goddamn thing, you gotta be servicing my dick! What about my dick? Black Dick Lives Matter, you gotta be servicing my dick!
Him for something, because now he's reminded, oh, she's the pretty girl here. I'm the one, you know, she's the prize. Gotta put these guys in check sometimes.
Yeah, but see, you niggas, you be falling victim to the pretty girl. She pretty because y'all niggas is keeping her maintained. Yeah, the Ferrari is pretty because it's maintained, but when it ain't got a good owner, right, the maintenance is lousy. Got a whole lot of mileage on it and shit. They ain't even changed the tires. Been out there sitting in the sun so damn long to paint a different color and shit. Right, come on now. Interior sunburned and shit. Right, come on now. Got an 8-track in her. And let's get some of this, what she say, her quiet voice. What the fuck? Nigga, let me lace you up, nigga. Look. What does all these women got in common? Nigga, they all got a pussy hole, nigga. So, I can tell you this from firsthand. I done banged up some fine-ass women, and they pussy was shot! That shit was shot! The shit was disappointing! I had to go home and jack my dick off! Because that pussy was trash. That pussy was trash. Ladies, yeah, I know, yeah. You can say, oh, a nigga can't get his dick up, can't get his dick. Maybe it's your goddamn pussy. Your pussy is trash. And you know your pussy is trash. If a nigga got to say, you know what, I'm going to tamper, take this rubber off and shit, and still couldn't bust a goddamn nut, your pussy was trash. Let's keep that a buck and shit, right? That's why I had to... Had to cut your ass off. So, fellas, man, what have we learned, man? If you got any kind of money, nigga, you need to act like you broke right now, nigga. Right? Put some money up, nigga. Y'all niggas be driving them fancy cars and shit. I know, yeah, you want to get it, right? You want to get it because she ain't going to talk to you. She going to look at you like, okay, yeah, this is a baller nigga. He going to want to take me out. No. A nigga of my stature will,
Yeah, I'll come, get you, pick you up, and shit, we'll go down the street, hit the weed, right? And then the next life, it's a motherfucking motel, and we turn it up in that bitch. I done did that a couple of times and shit, and after it was over, I laughed and shit. I said, damn, nigga, I just swerved up in that motel. It was smooth, nigga, went in there, beat the brakes off some coochie, nigga. It was a Saturday. It was a good day. Right?
Trying to tell you something, nigga.
You gotta know when to spend some and know when to hide your shit, nigga. Keep your wallet in the car, in the glove compartment. These bitches steal your shoes, I'm letting you know. What do y'all think, man? Cold-blooded, nigga. Cold-blooded. Succubus. Suck up all your goddamn dollars. Goddamn. If she might get some gas, get her some chills, get her some pills. She don't want nothing in here. She only fuck niggas with ribs. It's gonna be corny. Only came with the 40. Yeah. If not, you gon' pull up that mom. Pull up in the smug. You already knew what it was. Yeah. Come hop in the B-side and come get you a bug. And I got $40. Yeah, I know that ain't a lie for you. $40. Two dubs. I'm sorry, babe, that's all I got for you. $40. Both tens. $40. $8.20. $8.50. I got $40. And now, let's talk about the Nasty Girls. What you say, Tyrone? No problem. I love to translate this shit to the listeners. Tyrone said, y'all bitches like to get gangbanged on your birthday. That's right, Tyrone. Indubitably. These bitches like two goddamn dicks or more and shit. Right? Which is a funny situation. That's right, Tyrone. It's a funny situation because if you call your wingman, that'll get your team some motherfucking pussy. Yes. Get the whole team some. And yes, me and my niggas have did the dancing bear and shit, nigga. We came up there. Nigga, plugged your bitch up like Febreze and shit. We plugged her up like a PlayStation, nigga. Turned her on. Played with her. That's right, nigga. I slipped on my toes, nigga. These women love to get game. If you take two at a time, girl. Man, I tell you, man. That's their caviar, yo. If you take two at a time, girl. Man, them stories, right? Y'all hear these stories on YouTube or y'all read books and see them stories. Shit, I know firsthand account, nigga. Account. Firsthand account, my nigga. Like, you bullshit. No, nigga. First-hand account.
What I'm about to show you right now all began with a post by Aloni where she asked her female audience this. Ladies and ladies only, I want you to DM me the craziest story of what truly happened when you text him apologizing for falling asleep. Were you on a date? Were you with the person you told your partner not to worry about? Cheating or sleeping with someone else? Guys, I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to start with these posts that were shared on Twitter that blew my mind. And I think it's time you guys hear them too.
Oh, let's get into it. So
this woman shared, "Hi, Aloni. I told my babes at the time that I fell asleep early." She lied. "But I had really gone to an MFM threesome," right? That's male, female, male. That's not a threesome, girl. You got a train ran on you. A train. Uh-oh. And guys, this is so important. Let me finish this story, man. Let me chill out and finish the rest of this post. "I had such an amazing experience." I bet you did. "One D in my mouth." Listen, get the kids out of the room, man. If you're at work, put on some headphones because this is about to get crazy in here. "One D in my mouth, another in the cooch." And she put the emoji when, you know, that's the emoji when you put the tip in. Oh, shoot. "Those men really took care of me that night. Ooh. I stayed over, so I was asleep," in quotations, because she's cheating, "for about 11 hours that night."
That was your bitch out there, man. Yo, bitch. Told you, nigga. Bitches like to get gangbanged. But, I know this to happen to all y'all. What she said, she fell asleep, nigga. And if you believe that she fell asleep, she didn't answer her goddamn phone, nigga, you knew what's happening, nigga. You knew what was happening, nigga. And it happened to all of us, including me, right, nigga? She said she was asleep. Went straight to voicemail, nigga. That nigga was beating it up. You know how I know? You know how I know? What, Tyrone? Tell him. Oh, because I was one of them niggas beating the brakes up off these bitches.
Don DeMarco.
Shit, nigga. I know the deal.
Now, she told her boyfriend at the time, her babes, whatever, the guy she was in an exclusive committed relationship, it seems like.
You dummy, she told you that shit, nigga. Listen. Listen up, it's gonna be triggering, nigga.
That she fell asleep. She fell asleep early. Like, that's a female go-to lie when a woman wants to cheat, right?
Yep. And then you try to question that shit, it's going to start a goddamn argument, right? You know that bitch lying. You just can't prove it. That's why some of you niggas turn Magnum P.I. You go over there, you be in the bushes looking. You want to see her get dropped off by a nigga, right? Hope they kissing or something, right? Because the first thing she going to say is, "That's my brother," and shit. Yeah, right, bitch. Right, bitch.
Doesn't text you back. You're texting her the whole night. Why? Because you're a simp. And you treat these women like they're queens, right? You compliment them. You put them on pedestals while other dudes are running whole trains. You're treating her like a queen.
Nigga, I know niggas that do that, but like niggas running the choo-choo. Nigga running the choo-choo, nigga. Right, nigga, like damn, the choo-choo, nigga. But you know what? Your woman right now probably had the choo-choo ran on her, nigga. The key is... What, Tyrone? The key is not to give a fuck, nigga. It's not to give a fuck, nigga. You just gotta go. That's the only move you got.
While other men are digging her out in all areas. Damn. It's brutal, man. But we're not done. It keeps going. The next part says, "Basically passed out from how much fun I had.
Shit, fuck.
Woke up the next morning, said a cute little good morning, and sorry, I fell asleep whilst I was studying." Guys, let me tell you something that some of you may not want to hear.
Oh, nigga.
Most of these...
Nigga did him like that, man. Damn. Did him like that, man. Oh, baby. That's how you know, fellas. Listen, that's how you know. Y'all that you did something. That you did something.
Women today are like this.
Yeah, they want to get gay banged on their birthday.
The streets.
They want to get gay banged on their birthday.
They're enjoying themselves out in the streets. Getting ran through, trains. You don't want to know her past, man. You don't want to know. Don't even ask.
Don't even ask, nigga.
This is what's happening.
All right, but you got to understand that, they're getting trains ran on them, man, because niggas is like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Let me have a little bit of that, too. Hey, ain't no fun if the homie can't have none.
And then after that, she goes back to her boyfriend. He kisses her with the same mouth that she did God knows what with. And then tells her he loves her. And then...
Hey, the ones that be getting gangbang, that's down for the choo-choo, is the ones that said, hey, I'm not down with the gangbang. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. Look, 100% right. All the women that got the gang bang was the ones that said they wasn't down with the gang bang. They was down with the gang bang. It's just how you gotta say it, nigga. And I can't tell you, nigga. You just gotta man up and do it, nigga. Say it with some authority.
Marries her and gives her everything. If your girl is about this life and you don't know about it, you're beta. You are blue-pilled. You are not aware. You give...
Nigga, I can tell you, nigga, when I was having that happen to me and it was frequent, out of the blue, nigga, that's when you know something. That's when you know something. But see, you know what? With me, I knew it was coming, so I prepared and shit already. I was like, you know, I gotta get... This pussy is gonna leave... So I need to get me a goddamn replacement so it won't hurt that much. Because sometimes when these ladies leave, they want to destroy you. They want you to hit rock bottom, nigga. You got to have a pair of parachutes. You got to have a pair of them and shit. Not just a parachute. You got to have a pair of chutes. Right? They want you to fall on your ass. That's a curse women do, right? When they break up with you, they want you to fall on your ass, all that shit. They want to destroy you. It is what it is. What you're feeling, nigga, and you are observing, nigga, that's what it is. It's hate. It's hate. Damn. I get it now. Have you ever even been fucking with a bitch and then she on that, hey, nigga, don't call me no more. That's because of another nigga. Thank you, Tyrone. I appreciate you. Right? That's because of another nigga. Another nigga has intervened. He done came out of jail. He's home. He's home. He's home. That's why, you know, a lot of niggas is like, you know, they don't get to that point of being like in a serious relationship because it's too many fling things out here and shit. This bitch got a baby daddy, you know what I'm saying? I caught her, he in jail, I caught her out there looking scrumptious and shit. She's advertising that she needs some dick and shit. That's right, Tyrone, that nigga scooped up like Kane, got that goddamn number. Fuck that night, and she can say whatever. She can say right now, well, yeah, I did that shit because I wanted to do it. I get it. You gonna do a lot of things that you wanna do. I get it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, like, oh, well, you shouldn't fuck there, nigga. Fuck you. Nah, nigga, you gotta take advantage of that shit. I notice us niggas, we always say this now, especially us old heads, nigga. It's like, nigga, if you don't fuck, nigga, that's your bad. You supposed to fuck, nigga. You supposed to fuck. You wanna know why? Cause that's confirmation, goddammit. That's confirmation that I can look at my bitch like, damn, bitch, you just like the rest of them. Ladies, I'm trying to tell you, with us men, we don't want you to be like the rest of them. Shit, we don't want you to be like the rest of them, because if you was like the rest of them, we just say, fuck it, we just gonna be just fucking hoes. Ain't nothing else out here. Man, I'm trying to tell you, man.
Women, the benefit of the doubt when you should not.
Facts, nigga.
Don't. Why not? Why shouldn't you give women today the benefit of the doubt? Well, because...
Nigga, now, nigga, the scrutiny, nigga. It's like, nigga, God put me in a relationship to pull me off these streets. No, straight up, nigga, because my whole mentality is like, yes, I will talk you out your drawers. Out your fucking drawers. Yes, 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 yes. Why not? Why not? We are wasting valuable fucking time. I got the stop clock watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as I met you, that you damn right. And shit, I'm trying to fuck the fastest. Shit. Shit. You know, man, shit. Look. Effectively being a piece of dick sometimes, man, gets you the most pussy and shit, baby. Down the Marco. Yeah, straight up, nigga. Straight up, nigga. Straight up, nigga. Just, you know. Because, nigga, if you thinking your woman, nigga, I know my woman ain't innocent, nigga. I know she done been into some shit. Because when you start thinking like, oh, nigga, your woman ain't like that, that's where you fucking up at, nigga. That's where you fucking up at, nigga. And guess what, nigga? The Lord moving mysterious ways, nigga, for you to be thinking, oh, she ain't like that, to put you in the situation that you get confirmation, nigga. Make you look at bitches different, nigga. Right? It's a cold game, fellas. And, you know... It's something that this woman said to me when I was at Jack in the Box. She said, y'all niggas need to stop nutting up in these bitches and start nutting on these bitches' face. Facts, Tyrone, facts. Yeah, she was looking scrumptious too, boy. Boy, these red bones, man. I don't know what's up with these red bones, y'all. Damn. Right? I'm just trying to tell you, man. I don't even know why she said that shit to me, because a little part of myself deep down inside is like, you know what? I think she was trying to advertise. She was trying to advertise. She lucky. She lucky and shit. Oh, shit. You already know. You already know, man. The Weed Man Chronicles, man. Let's pause for a call to take a motherfucking commercial break. Y'all ready? All right, man. Let's get it.
It's Mr. Chang. I'm a business. Singing karaoke up in here drinking beers. I like weed and it got to grow. Mr. Chang on the microphone letting you know. Yeah, I pack a burner and a heater for the water to grow like gasoline. Cause I sing Chang Chang on this damn song. Got the sauce like Pokemon. You come to my store, you don't be stealing, you got change. Cause Mr. Chang gon' do his thing. Mr. Chang, 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 Chang. Mr. Chang. Mr. Chang, yeah. It's Mr. Chang, it's Mr. Chang. You know, ladies, that I got a little fucking dang online. And Mr. Chang might trick us some change. Mr. Chang, 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 wearing only lifestyles, man.
I'm not being mean. I'm trying to help the partner out. I'm trying to say I want to get you laid, dude. I understand what's going on.
You guys
here,
are
right?
So up your asses.
From now on, your dick is my dick. I'm getting you some pussy.
Hey, Moo. Hey, go up in there and get you some pussy, nigga. Real shit. Don't trip. Get the giggles out. Say, move, brother. We want to introduce you to the clan, nigga. Man, we done did shit. Woo! I know hoes like I know my driver's license number, right? I'm just trying to say something to you, brother. Money or no money, my niggas done came and conquered, nigga. Plenty. We're a special battalion to try to make the success rate pop off, or it's not, we all gonna have a jack off night. So fuck that. Fuck that, nigga. What we gonna do? What we gonna do? We gonna have the essentials. We gonna have some weed and brew. These bitches come through. Right? But it's something that my niggas do from jump. It's called confirmation. A lot of y'all scared to, you know, just straight up command thy will out thy mouthpiece and say, look, are y'all fucking? That's what I'm saying, are y'all fucking? It sounds so cool, right? But no, you feel that energy of what I commanded. I said, hey, listen up, I gotta ask y'all a question. Are y'all fucking? They know it right then and there. You might say, nigga, you done fucked that up. I'll say, no, nigga. They're like, ooh, we like him. We like him. That's Mr. Tear Up Some Pussy. Look, y'all niggas got to get in formation, nigga. It's time, nigga. Got to get in formation, nigga. Niggas running down the hallway. We got to go for a Voltron, nigga. You got to pick your line. Like Hannibal, I love it when a plan come together, man. You gotta know how to read and you gotta know how to lead, man. Cause when you do that, you succeed, nigga. I always been this type of person. Look, we can cock more goddamn pussy if we use our mind strength coming numbers. My niggas will tell you, nigga, right? My house is like the hot spot. Them bitches like, ooh, where the niggas at? They right here. They right here. And the dope thing about it, look, when you man up and you say, are you fucking right with that batch, guess what? Them women will take the lead and tell they home girl, hey, bitch, we going over here to only the fuck. Look, before you even say nothing, nigga, she done let her know, nigga. I had bitches do that shit right in front of me, nigga. I had to hold my laugh in. I had to hold my laugh in, nigga. Shouts out to the breezer, nigga. What? It's growing green. It's growing green. Now. Hey. Your first time at the gangbang, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Stop thinking. You thinking too damn much and shit. You're going to be like, oh, I can't get my dick hard and shit. Am I going to come quick? Don't worry, nigga. It's going to be plenty of leftovers, nigga. It's going to be plenty of leftovers. It's going to be plenty of leftovers, man. Some of these women, boy, yeah, nigga, they're trying to tackle three dicks at once, boy. They dick greedy, nigga. I'm trying to tell you, nigga, you have a shine, nah. Gonna have a good time. Yeah, hey, nigga, you have a good time, nigga. My homie, you know, he's in one, like, sundown, like, rural, nigga, like, rural. And he needs the party bus to come down the fucking block with the hoes, man. I would love to do my own documentary of me going to the South for the first time. But when I go to the South and we visit the brother, man, we'll have some fucking strippers in there, you know. The party bus, you know what I'm saying? me and Breeza will tell you straight up, brother, right? Brother, listen to me, brother, man. We know bitches that will slide they pussy on your face, nigga. Like you need a sha-na-na good time, man. You need a sha-na-na good time, man. Look, man, I keep it a billion with y'all, nigga, man. You know, I'm that type of nigga, man. When my homie's down, man, and you need a, you know, a prostitute? Shit, you need a prostitute? I got love for my nigga, the Breeza, but he can tell you right now, nigga, he's like, damn, that nigga NK Specs, nigga, brought one, nigga. That was an Amazon, nigga. That nigga, first time that nigga fucked the Amazon, nigga. Hey, you know what? Look, to be the nigga I am, I'm like, nigga, go in there and feast off that tear it up, nigga. Nigga, you going through a divorce, nigga. That's the least I can do, nigga. That's the least, nigga. Nigga, that's my dog, man. That's the least I can do, man. And see, I spit some ism in her brain. She was like, I'm gonna wear him out and shit. She's like, damn, go, bitch. That nigga was drowning in pussy, nigga. He was like, oh, I'm he's drowning in pussy, nigga. That was an Amazon, nigga. Nigga, when I rolled up on the bitch, nigga, right? When I rolled up on the bitch, I was like, damn, nigga. I was like, God damn. Nigga. I was like, God damn, nigga. I lucked up. Sometimes, nigga, I be lucking up, nigga. I lucked up, nigga. I looked up. I was like, nigga, how much you got, nigga? And she made a slight donation, nigga. She was like, nigga, I'm going to do this on GP. Here you go. She got a little contribution, nigga, man. Oh, shit. Nigga, sometimes you got to go in there and help your homie, nigga. You got to go help your homie, nigga. Just like the dude said, you know, they took good care of her. We took good care of her. That's my nigga, right, nigga? Nigga, I bumped into one of his broads, you know what I'm saying? And she was a headmaster, nigga. I mean, she was a headmaster. That bitch brain game was insane. Bitch has a mega mouth, boy. That fucking brain head game was insane, nigga. That shit was insane, yo. That shit was insane, yo, nigga. Cause he was, nigga, when I gave him the script, and he was like, yeah, man, that bitch sucked my shit too. I was like, man, that Twinkie color complexion, that bitch was Lord Chief Rocker, number one Chief Rocker, boy. God damn, I was like, damn, bitch, about to snatch my dick back. Like, shit. Like, hold up, let me sit down for this shit, man. And she was demanding mayonnaise. That's the thing with her. She was demanding to see mayonnaise and shit. She was demanding to see mayonnaise. I was trying to whip up some Cool Whip, right? You know what I'm saying? I was trying to, but she was demanding. You know what I'm saying? To see mayonnaise, you know? She wanted more and more mayonnaise. And it's like, I'm shooting in the air with a 12-gauge shotty. Baka! She wanted mayonnaise, yo. Nigga, we don't be tripping, nigga. You suck both of our dick, fuck it. You suck both of our dick. You know what I'm saying? These women like to get gangbanged on their birthday. I'm trying to let you know it's a nigga. That's what they do, yo. I'm trying to let you know, nigga. I'm trying to let you know, nigga. Oh, shit.
Hey, nigga. Nigga, I want you to talk about this Monique D.L. Hughley shit. Because it was so many goddamn flags on the play on Monique's part, right? So, everybody that's listening to the Weird Man Chronicles, let me give y'all some homework. I want you to go to YouTube and look up Comedy Hype, and they break this shit down. They got a lawyer bitch on there talking about this shit, breaking this shit down. Go check this shit out while y'all continue to listen to the ignorance. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, man, the Breeza wanted me to speak on this shit about DL Hughley and Monique. All right, nigga, here we go. Y'all ready? Let's get it. Give me a round of applause. This is what I think. It's a combination of things. Ego, arrogance. Monique felt a certain way that the contract that she got came after DL's. DL's, nigga, he brought out the paperwork. He didn't even have to do that, but that showed something. But there was a contract, and it was the other one was some type of agreement. Now, they both was equivalent, but what that was, this is my personal experience, right? What that was janky-ass promoter. Janky-ass promoter. Because, you know, both of them ain't going to sign it. They ain't going to headline. So I might as well get both of them here together, start up some controversy, get what I can get. Get what I can get out of this magic moment and shit, right? You know, especially if I'm doing streaming services, I'm trying to get all I can get. Promoter knew it was a situation so he could capitalize on that. That's what I think, you know, to capitalize on what was going on. Monique took it there just like a loud bitch she is, right? Let's keep it a buck. She took it there because she was feeling like, okay, they doing something to her. This is a certain way. And, you know, I really have to respect DL, you know what I'm saying? Because she was smooth with that shit. He stuck to the paperwork. Nigga, what the fucking paperwork say and shit? We ain't forging this. It's like, we ain't forging this. I think both of them are legitimate contracts. I just think that the promoter started that shit because he could play both ends. That's what I'm thinking of what it was. Now, all that shit, you know, that trickled out after that, Monique acting the way she was acting, she could have conducted herself better than that, right? She just went to the left. But, you know, that's common with women and shit, especially modern women. It's very common, problematic. And, you know, I respect DL Hughley for just handling that situation like a goddamn gentleman and shit. Like he said, I shouldn't have to do this shit again. But when you dealing with a bitch, you're going to have to do a whole lot of shit. Modern women, they don't know when to quit. They want to be right. But, hey. That right there, that's my opinion about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I think DL Hughley, he was keeping it real, though. He was like that. He said, shit, that's a living version of Precious, huh? And shit, in real life, huh? Yeah, exactly. Precious mama. That wasn't no act. That was just like... Mariah Carey up there playing, acting like she a damn administrator. The whiskers in her face, you know, that's her alter personality, the ego right there. That's her. Monique is Precious Mama. Mad, angry black woman, boy. And it's, hey. And the funny thing about it, well, the kicker was when DL said you need to handle it up with your agency, your agency. I'm gonna tell you something, man. You can have your mama being your motherfucking manager, boy. They'll get on you, they'll do a Gary Coleman. They'll juice you. Man, your motherfucking goddamn family members are juice you worse than any record label, company, contract. Shit. They ain't put in shit, and they've been getting motherfucking damn 25%. Eating right. Stealing, nigga. Alright. Let's go to the motherfucking rest of the Chronicles.
Hey.
Thank you for taking your time out checking the Wing Man Chronicles podcast. It's intuitive to keep the machine rolling that a subscription or a slight donation to the cause will keep me making future and further Wingman Chronicles podcast. Also paying for staffing, interviews. We're working from the ground up. If you came across this on the whim and you like it and you support it, I really want to thank you. Everybody else, man, come on, man. It's room for everybody. Support the channel and the podcast for us niggas, because we ain't got shit. And ladies, get your ass over here, because you know you nosy as a motherfucking. My homie said it best. I'm a deliverer of ignorance, but I also go bring y'all some solutions. And the solutions to you weird Negroes is stay off my dick. Y'all have a good one.